Our verse-by-verse series is just ahead. Friends, are you studying God's Word? We continue in 1 Corinthians 4 today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb, as always, for the good work that he does. He will share with you some good information in our broadcast as we continue today. And greetings and hello to all of you. I cannot express enough what it means for you to select our broadcast to listen and to study the Word of God with us. And today, our Are You Studying series is before us. Now, friends, if you're relatively new to our broadcast, we bring forth a study and try to do it on a weekly basis with one of our broadcasts, where we simply take a verse-by-verse study of the Scripture, and today we continue in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, we call this Are You Studying as a nod and appreciation to our first speaker of the International Gospel Hour, Brother V.E. Howard, who used to say, Are You Listening? If you receive our newsletter, that's what we call it, Are You Listening? And many times our broadcast we refer to, Are You Listening? It's an honor to Brother Howard in the 60 years he put forth with this broadcast. Well, this, our series of verse by verse, Are You Studying? Let's go to work. We want to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 for our reading. And I want to mention just a couple of things briefly. We will hear a few words from our Jay Webb, and then we'll come back for our study. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Now, these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. That's 1 Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 6. Now, today we want to focus a little more on the phrase from verse 6, not to think beyond what is written. And when you look in that context, he's reminding us, don't think beyond what is written. In other words, don't rely upon your thinking and what you have penned, but rather what God has said. You know, friends, some years ago, some dear friends of ours penned a wonderful little booklet called Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right. You know, our Jay Webb has a few words to say about that booklet. We would love to send it to you absolutely free. We have sent that out by the hundreds, and we would love to send you your copy. I'm going to pause. Here is our Jay Webb. Then we're going to come back with our Are You Studying series from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Our popular free booklet, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right, is available once again. There is just too much confusion in the religious world, and this brief, concise study reminds us that the Bible is always right. Call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name and address and just say, Bible Tract. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Bible Tract in the message box. You'll receive it very soon from your friends at International Gospel Hour.
1 Corinthians chapter 4 began by reminding us of the all of stewardship. In other words, it's less about us, and it's all about God. as ministers and stewards, words that mean minister, a servant, or an under-rower responsible to someone, and stewards, a manager of another. These are words that define us to be less of self and more of the one to whom we are serving, that being God. Let's parallel here Romans 6, verses 17 and 18. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Then Paul reminds of the smallness of man's judgment. Now, friends, we make judgments on a daily basis, but we are reminded that wrong judgment is not knowing the whole facts of a matter. That's the judgment Jesus condemned in Matthew 7, 1 through 5. In John 7, 24, the scripture says, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Thus, let's be more concerned with God's judgments, as He knows all, than man's judgments, who may not have all the facts in order to be accurate. Now, that's the first five verses from our previous broadcast of Are You Studying? The All of Stewardship. Now we come to verse 6 that elaborates just a bit more concerning God's judgments over man's and how man is the servant of God, as we now see the all of Scripture. Verse 6 once again. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against another. Think not of yourselves, or don't be puffed up. Now, Paul uses, he and Apollos here, a reminder of what was said back in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. Verse 6, when Paul said, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Now, when we talk about the mysteries of God, or that which is revealed in Ephesians 3, 1 through 7, a meaning, you go nothing above that. You think less of self. You go above, or go with, rather, what God has revealed, and you use that as your judgment. You don't look upon what you think to puff yourself up or to think of yourselves that you've got it all down, but you want to know the knowledge of God. Let's go to John 3, 25 through 27. Then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he," meaning Jesus, "who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him." John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven." John knew his place in God's eternal purpose and plan. From heaven, simply, friends, not to go beyond that which is written. When we look at the Scripture, we know that it contains all truths in religious matters. In John 14, 26, Jesus is speaking to his apostles, and he says, "But the Helper," or the Comforter, "the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Now, Jesus is speaking here to his apostles. And indeed, that came forward on the day of Pentecost upon the 12 as they proclaimed the things that be of God. And God says, "The Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things." Friends, when you and I open up the Holy Bible, we have the words of the Spirit. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Spirit. And with the Word of God, we have the words of the Spirit and the words of the Son. All authority throughout it all, from the end of Genesis to the amen of the Revelation. What about 2 Peter 1 and verse 3? As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue. He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. You see, it's through knowledge, through his word, that we can understand all things and know what God would have us to do. Let's go to Jude 3, beloved. When I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, to exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. He said, I want you to contend for that faith that has been given and once delivered, which means nothing else to come. Friends, we don't need to go beyond Scripture. That's an exhortation and a command of 2 John 9 through 11. There's only one gospel from God, Galatians 1, 6 through 9. We're not to add to or take from Revelation 22, 18 and 19. And know the Scriptures that we study, they will judge us, John 12, 48 through 50. As we study today from 1 Corinthians 4, let's not put ourselves or man above that which is written. Friends, before we end our broadcast today, I'm going to defer to our J. Webb and let him tell you about our free Bible study course by mail, because we want you to embrace that which is written.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
And folks, with that said, we hope to hear from you, but I've got to go. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. Join me next time. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.